Hello.
No BS. Hello. Well, I must be like doing all the right things this morning because I totally logged into the wrong room. And I had to pivot. But here's the fun thing. I'm not beating myself up over it. I'm just kind of laughing. Oh, look, that was fun, Kathy. You went in the wrong room. Like, where is everybody? They're in the right room. Yes, that can certainly happen. All right, as everyone comes in, let's get a few things rolling. Hello, everyone. I am so thrilled to be here. I am subbing in for the amazing Coach MJ while she is on vacation this week. And I was thrilled, seriously, y'all, thrilled when I saw the topic of the day, your journal, your way. So first, a few ground rules. We've got Coach Dina in the chat. She is amazing. She is going to be typing to you in all caps. She's not yelling at you. She is merely making sure you see the wisdom that she imparts upon you. Okay, this is a Q&A, first and foremost. I will talk a little bit about journaling, how to figure out your type of journaling, all the different kinds of journaling, all the things for a few minutes, and then we'll go to Q&A. You can ask me anything. It does not have to be about journaling, although it can be. It can be about the No BS weight loss course. It can be about how to feel the hard stuff. It can be about whatever is getting in your way today about losing your weight. Okay? I am Coach Kathy. For those of you all who don't know me, for all of you newbies out there, I've been around for, I don't know, ever. I found Corinne in 2013, lost my weight, came to work for her, and am living my best life at 59. So it is possible. It's possible to live your best life later in life. Welcome to all the new members that we have. If you are a brand new member, I do not want this call to overwhelm you. Okay. If you are already feeling nervous about, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, let me tell you what you're supposed to be doing. The No BS weight loss course. Okay. Now, if you're the type of person that wants to like do all the things all the time, you're in the right place. But if you're the type of person that overwhelms easily, I want you to focus on your weight loss and go back to the No BS weight loss course. Okay. Let's see. I have some notes here. So while I'm talking about journaling, I want you to load up the Q&A with whatever it is you want to ask me. This is not a coaching call. This is only a Q&A. So if you need me to respond to you, put your questions there. If you want community support, obviously you can use that chat as much as you want to. Dina is going to be over there with you. I probably won't watch it much. All right, let's get my notes out here. Here's what I want you to know about journaling, y'all. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be time consuming. It doesn't have to be a chore. In fact, I bet you journal right now and you just don't know it. And here's how I know that, okay? Right before this call, I went into Ken's office and I said, what was the question I asked him? I said, I wrote it down. How do you journal? And he said, well, I don't. I said, I bet you do. I bet you do. And this is my challenge to all of you. I bet you do too, whether you think you do or not. And he says, what do you mean? I said, well, how do you think about what you're thinking about? And he thought for a minute. I said, you ever make a list? He said, well, yeah, I make lists. You ever talk to me about what you're thinking about? He says, well, yeah, all the time. He says, you know what else I do? I write emails or Facebook posts and then I delete them. I said, so that's journaling. I mean, seriously, it's any way you can think about what's going on around you or what's going on in your mind. How about that? So I want to talk about today. I made exhaustive lists of journaling, of ways to journal. I asked the Googles, give me a list of ways to journal. And seriously, there's a ton of them. So I narrowed it down to my favorite 10. And I'm just going to roll through those real quick, just so you can get some perspective on different things that you might be doing already or things that you might want to try to do in order to journal. And I have a few kind of fun examples about this too, okay? So number one, obviously, traditional writing, dear diary journaling. Use a notebook, pen, write what's on your mind. Can be structured or free-flowing. You don't worry about grammar. You just picture those words coming out your head, down your arm, out your fingertips, onto the paper. Helps clear your mind, right? You can do it in a $5 notebook from Michaels. I went and stocked up on a bunch of these a few years ago. This one says, "Sometimes you forget you're awesome, so this is your reminder." Okay? It's nothing but blank pages on the inside. $5 at Michaels. You can probably get these at the dollar store. You can get them anywhere you want. Just if you're the type of person that just likes to write, this is your thing. I also have, this is my favorite journal. Ken bought me this a couple of years ago. It's this sweet little lush leather-bound journal that has inserts. See, you can even see I did some list making here. It has writing inserts, plain pages inserts. Okay? Super easy. Number one, traditional writing journal. Number two, bullet journaling. Anybody heard of bullet journaling? I always thought this was bullet journaling was some kind of, woo magic, have to do it the right way and all that kind of stuff. No, it's making bullet point lists, short notes, symbols, thoughts, goals. Really good for organization, productivity, getting things off your mind. If you're that type, if you're that person that wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't want to forget something, and you go make a quick list, on a piece of paper or something, that's bullet journaling. Okay, bullet points, super easy. Number three, voice journaling. Okay, voice journaling, record voice memos. You got a phone, everybody's got a phone, probably got a voice memo app. You can use that, you can talk to yourself. Those are ideal for those who process thoughts better through speaking. This is a good thing to do if you have an accountability group or a buddy on Marco Polo. Voice journaling. You can either share it with them, share it with yourself. It also ties into video journaling, which is number four. You can record short videos about your thoughts, emotions, experiences. And this is really great for someone who is a visual and an auditory type of person. All right, so far we have regular writing, bullet points, speaking, and videos. Not hard, right? Number five. This is where we get into some of the cooler stuff, okay? Art. Did you know you can use artwork as a form of journaling? You can express yourself through drawings, doodles, paintings, collages. My nervous system teacher just started like a little community that's all about doodling. It's all about drawing out what you're thinking and feeling. Have you ever had like a dream or a picture in your mind that you just can't get out of your mind? That really is trying to tell you a story? Draw it out. I have resistance to this one. This is interesting because I was thinking about this. Yeah, Joan does sketchbooks. I was thinking about this. Andra in the membership, y'all know who she is. She does all the flamingo drawings and stuff. This is the type of journaling she does. I always told myself I can't draw a stick figure with a ruler. So I decided this type of drawing, probably this type of journaling wasn't for me. Yet I haven't tried it yet. So maybe I will. I mean, why not, right? Why not? It can't take long to draw a stick figure with a rainbow behind it. And today is Andre's birthday. Happy birthday, Andre. All right, so that's number five, art journaling. Number six is storytelling. This can include scrapbooking, like photos, ticket stubs, magazine cutouts, decorations, all the things, or it can include writing stories that are either fictional or from your past. I have a private client right now who's 74 years old. She's probably on this call because she knew I asked her if it would be okay if I talked about her. She writes her memories. She is seriously, y'all, she is healing her grief and her childhood trauma By writing about it, by sharing it with someone, removes the shame, and it gives me an opportunity to help her with the perspective about what she's writing about. So this is a storytelling can be a very healing form of journaling, especially if you do it with your coach. Okay? So that's number six. Number seven, prompt-based journaling. So all of you, if you want to try prompt-based journaling, there is a download that you can do that you can get on the This Month in NoBS page. That is a journal book with different prompts in it. Some are about overeating, some are about relationships, some are about drinking. Tons and tons of prompts in that. I can't remember exactly what she called it. I think it's just a downloadable journal. Okay, on the This Week in NoBS homepage. I have some of my private clients doing those prompts. And so what they'll do is they'll pull one of those questions, they'll write about it, and they'll send it to me, and we'll talk about what they're thinking about, what their, you know, what their hang-ups are with a particular prompt, with a particular topic. So that works really well too. Number seven, prompt-based journaling, journal prompts. Number eight, letter writing. So you can write letters to yourself, your past self, your future self, to loved ones, to I had a private client this week write a letter to her body, you know, to thank it for everything it has done for her, to acknowledge the things that it goes through. And she did a beautiful letter. She had a beautiful letter to her body. You know, she apologized to it. She forgave it. She gave it grace for sickness and illness. And then I told her, I said, now I want you to write a letter from your body back to you. And she went, ooh. So letter writing is a beautiful way, especially if you're writing to someone who cannot respond. Like, I might write my dad a letter. He's been gone since 2015. Okay, I might write him a letter. Here come the tears. When it comes to a very important thing that's going on in my life, maybe that's how I'll tell him. That's journaling, writing my dad a letter, or just talking to him. That's journaling. Okay. So letter writing's number eight. Number nine is one line a day. Did you know that's journaling? One line a day. Write a single sentence each day, simple yet effective for tracking progress and memories. It's also really great for affirmations. What if you were to just write down, here's one of mine. We use awareness to initiate change. That's an affirmation. I use awareness to initiate change. Or another one, my worth is in being, not doing. How powerful can just one sentence be to give you that guidepost for the day? So that's number nine. One line a day. Got two more. You ready? Number 10. Y'all are probably gonna think this one's silly, but it spoke to me, so I thought I'm gonna share it. It's called nature journaling. If you know much about me and what I love to teach, it's about the nervous system. And connection is so important to your nervous system. And one of the ways you can keep yourself calm and settled is to connect with other people, with yourself, with a higher power, and with nature. So, what a beautiful way to connect with nature than to observe and document maybe what you saw today when you were on your hike or sitting in your backyard, to sketch weather. Phenomena, wildlife, trees, right? Connection to nature. And in doing this connection to nature, you're actually tapping into that connection to yourself too. All of this is really. Connection to self is so stinking important. If you're not journaling and you're not honoring and thinking about and acknowledging what's going on in your mind, you're pretty much dismissing yourself. You're pretty much not hearing yourself. Who here likes to be heard? Everybody wants to raise their hand. I know. Everybody wants to be heard. When you don't pay attention to what you're thinking about, you're not hearing yourself. You're not allowing that connection back to what it is you physically and emotionally need. Okay. Then the last one is another one of my favorites. It's number 11. Yes, I did this. Imperfect at 11. Gratitude journaling. Sometimes we do this in our planners. We list things that we're grateful for. Gratitude is an amazing, amazing tool to use for your nervous system and for healing, because gratitude is the antidote to things like resentment, regret, guilt. You start thinking about what you're grateful for, and some of those emotions kind of fade into the background. Okay, so I'll repeat each of the 11 real quick. Just in case anybody's taking notes, we got a traditional writing journal. We've got bullet journaling, voice journaling, video journaling, art journaling, storytelling, journal prompts, letter writing, one line a day, nature journaling, and gratitude journaling. How about that? Your journal, your way. You get to pick. If any of these speaks to you, then that's the one I'd try first. In fact, here we go. You know, Kathy's always got his three-step process. So here's what you do. Here's how you decide what you're going to try. First, you just pick one. If any of those or anything else, making a plan is journaling. That's right, Candy. If anything that I mentioned struck you or something else strikes you, just pick it and decide what you're going to try. Okay. So you choose a format. So if you prefer structure, you might like bullet journaling or journal prompts. If you prefer free expression, you might be a traditional journalist or an art journaler. If you like digital tools, you might journal in Evernote or GoodNotes or in the notes on your iPad. I like to write. There's something about the feeling of the pen on the paper that I like. And then if you don't want to write, or you don't like to write or type, video or voice journaling, just pick one, anyone. And then so step two is to think about your time commitment. Okay? None of these, I'm not asking you to journal for 30 minutes or an hour. Okay? How long does it take to write one sentence? Right? 15 seconds. None of these takes very long. So if you're short on time, it might be the one line a day or a quick bullet point list. If you love deep reflection, you might go into long form writing or video journaling. But if you want something in between, maybe three things you're grateful for, or writing a letter to someone that you can't talk to right now or to yourself. So we got step one is to just pick one. Step two is to make it fit whatever time constraint that you have. And step three is, guess what? Do it. Try it out. If you love it, keep doing it. If you don't love it, pivot. PLMF. Pivot like a, guess what? Mother. Word I don't say. Easy peasy, three steps. That's all. Okay. I want you to make it easy for yourself. I want you to connect with yourself and to feel like you hear yourself. I very often don't write my journal, but I talk it out all the time. Here's another guided journal. My nervous system teacher has a resilience journal. You can find all kinds of guided journals on your on Amazon, on the website, all the things, prompts, everything. Mother flower. So I want you to hear yourself. I want you to have some sort of way that you are honoring what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what gets in the way of you losing weight. Okay? Sometimes it's a slack to your coach. Oh, guess what? As coaches can be journaling. In fact, we encourage it because when you journal, a coach can look at that and go, "Ooh, look at that sentence. That's a biggie. Let's talk about that one." And sometimes we can help you see some of the subconscious thoughts that you write out that they're really hosing you, that we can question for you and help you work through. Okay, so your journal, your way. You have so many options. Don't let them overwhelm you. Just try something. Okay? I think it would be fun for this one, for these one word line, one, sorry, one line journals, one sentence. Maybe I'll start a Facebook post today and we can all like give each other ideas on what that one sentence might be, what that one affirmation we might write on, write about would be. How's that sound? All right. So give me a thumbs up if I have convinced you that journaling is not that hard and doesn't have to be like a huge production and that it can be super valuable in your life. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Margaret says, I'm struggling using the four N's in journaling. I feel like I'm just bullshitting my answers. Can you go over doing them? Yeah, I can. So we don't, I noticed this morning in the journal that was on the This Week in No BS page on the website that it has the four N's in it. Okay. And the four N's are something that Corinne used to teach that she doesn't really actively teach as much anymore about how to change a thought. Okay, or how to really dive into a thought to see if it needs to be changed. So the first one is you notice what you're thinking. You write down that one sentence that you're thinking. And the second one is so one of my favorite words ever, especially when it comes to the nervous system is to normalize it. Why would you be thinking this? Why is it normal that you would be thinking this? So let's say your thought is, I'll never understand this journaling. You might normalize by that by saying, of course, I think that. I've never tried it. Right? Then the third step might be to is neutralize, which means just take it down to the bare facts. And the bare facts might be journaling is something you do with a paper and a pen. Journaling is something you do in a notebook. All right? And then that last one is next best thought or action. And this is probably, Margaret, where you feel like you're BSing yourself. You don't want to go rope high in the sky. Your next best thought is something you're willing to try to think. So in my example of journaling, it might be, I'm willing to try this for one day. Maybe I'll try gratitude journaling and see if that works. Okay, it doesn't have to be, I'm going to be the best journaler ever. No. Okay, it needs to be something that feels believable to you. Okay, so that's how I look at the four N's. I really don't do them a whole lot anymore, but I do hit that normalized line because that normalized line to me brings in a lot of self-compassion. Of course you don't get this, Kathy. You've never practiced it. Of course. You're sad about this. It's a sad thing to think, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. Darlene. I used to say I'm not a journaler, but now I realize I am. Answered a question Christy gave me. How am I going to lose weight today to get back to my maintenance range? Feel like I'm writing the same thing every day. Explained how that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can write the same thing every day. In fact, when you practice writing the same thing every day, you're sticking that writing into your habit center so you can recall it, especially if it's something that you want to be thinking every day. Now, if you're writing every day, I'm a loser, I'll never get this, I'm going to be overweight the rest of my life, that's not going to be helpful, right? But if you're writing the same thing every day, like today, I'm going to try really hard to stop at enough at breakfast. Today, my goal is to get 40 ounces of water in. Today, I'm going to get to bed by 9 o'clock. Okay. So, Darlene says, no, I never think that. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Oh, probably not the negative stuff. Yeah. So, but for my example, I think it's important that if you are writing the same thing every day, it's something that you want to be thinking. Okay, that's the important thing. Okay. Barb says, sometimes I don't want to write things down because I'm ashamed for it to be true, and maybe it's not true. Yeah, right? Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. I will never forget the moment. I know exactly where I was standing and exactly where Corinne was standing the moment she told me not everything I thought was true. And she said it, I mean, she said it in her way, you know, Kathy, not everything you think is true. And she just sat there. You know, she didn't try and convince me. She just sat there. She just left that statement in the air. We're standing on the landing in the house she was in before she bought this new one a couple years ago, getting ready to podcast. I know exactly where I was. And I thought, not everything I think is true. That's so interesting. So I want you to think about that. Just let that sit for a minute. Not everything you think is true. And journaling, especially free-form journaling, y'all, helps you uncover those things that are just not true. Sometimes we craft these stories. I was talking to a member of my group program last night, and she was talking about work. She was talking about having to let somebody go today. Because she's a director, she's letting one of the managers go. And she said her thought was, I didn't do enough for her. And so I asked her, I said, what did you do for her? And she said, well, I gave her about a year ago, I gave her a performance improvement plan. I've taken on some of her duties. I've tried to work with her on, you know, this and that, but I don't think that was enough. And so I asked her, I said, what would be enough? And she thought for a minute. She goes, wait. I'm telling myself a story. That was enough. That was plenty. I said, how is the business going to benefit if you fire her? What's going to happen in the business? She said, well, we'll probably come together and get the work done faster. I'm like, see? These are the things that you can uncover in your journal or I mean, not just your writing journal, but just by talking. She was voice journaling with me, right? And I was helping her figure out where her brain was telling her things that might not be true. There's a word for them. They're called thought errors. And we have them all the time. Okay. So, Barb, I want you to know that even though you think sometimes I don't want to write things down because I'm ashamed for them to be true, sometimes they're just not true. And if they are true and you are ashamed for them to be true, then that just gives you cause to write in to ask coaches or journal some more about them and figure out why the shame is there and what you can do about it. Okay. All right. Annette says, I haven't lost weight in a few months, and I've recently noticed that my clothes are fitting tighter, even though I think I'm eating less. And then it hit me that I'm developing a menopause belly. What do I do? I feel like giving up. Is it possible to lose weight when your hormones are tanking? Yes. Ask anyone in that 55 plus group who've been through menopause and lost weight. Here's what I know. I don't know much about the menopause belly. Okay. I don't know if that's a real thing or if that's just something that happens as weight shifts. I don't want to go into that as much as I want to go into how you feel about your body. How do you feel about your body? Are you grateful for what it's done for you? Are you grateful for, look, raise your hand if you're grateful for menopause, right? No more dancing down the feminine hygiene aisle. So yes, you can lose weight when your hormones are tanking. People do it all the time. But as you age, things in your body might change. So you can hire a trainer, you can eat to enough, you can think about the foods that you're eating, you can do all those things, or you can make peace with the changes in your body and love yourself through them. And you can do that through journaling as well. Would be interesting, Annette, for you to do a little gratitude journaling on where your body is right now and what it does for you. How about that? Joyce says, do you have to keep it? I can never read my writing. I tried to keep it on my phone, but I forget where I stored it. No. No, some people do. Some people love to go back and read their old journals. I have never gone back and read an old journal. Never. I don't know if Dina has or not. I don't know if the other coaches do or not. I find that once I process something, once I get it out on paper, I feel better. So I don't need to. I don't need to go back and read it. Same thing goes for those of you who are worried that someone else might see your journal. You can do what Ken does. Type something out, write it out, then delete it. Right, get rid of it. Okay? I cannot tell you the number of journals I have thrown away without ever opening them back up. It doesn't matter to me. Some people like to read their old journals to see how far they've come. I just know that if I need to process something, I'll write it down. If I need to get it out of my head, I'll write it down, and then I'm better. And so I don't go back to it. So totally up to you, your journal, your way, Joyce. Okay. Anonymous says, most nights I binge on snacks and wine. The last two nights I have not. Congratulations. I lost weight, had no stomach ache in the mornings, and felt really proud. I want to gain momentum, but night three is when I usually decide to get back to it. Tips on keeping it going. This is interesting. Okay, so Anonymous wrote that, which was almost like a little journal entry, right? She talked about how proud she was. She talked about the effects of not having snacks and wine the past two nights, and she talked about her concern about Mary. She talked about her concern about doing it on day three. So here's what I would suggest, Mary. I have a friend who quit smoking by saying, today I'm not going to have a cigarette. Just today, I'm not going to have a cigarette. And so she'd go through that day and she would stick to her plan to not have a cigarette. Then she'd get up the next day and she'd say, today I'm not going to have a cigarette. So what if you tried that? Just today, I'm not going to have snacks and wine tonight. I'm going to do this instead, and here's why. Just today. And then you can make that same choice tomorrow, same decision tomorrow, if you want to. Okay? Instead of thinking, this is my new life, I have to do this every day from now on, just take it one day at a time. It doesn't feel so overwhelming. It feels doable. It feels like just enough of a challenge, to not stress you out. Right? But if you say, for the year 2025, I'm not having any more wine. Okay, I'm already mentally calculating that, that's more than 9 months and that's a long time and I don't know if I can do it. But you know what? I can do it just today. So take it one day at a time and see how that works for you, okay? I have another anonymous who says, life is kicking me in the ass right now. I'm being hit from all sides. I'm so numb and can't shake off the depression. My feelings are so hidden that I don't feel anything but darkness. How do I get out of this? Your feelings are not hidden. You're feeling the darkness and the depression. Okay? I want to offer that to you. You are feeling your feelings. You're feeling the overarching feeling. Okay? I think there are many of us who go through periods where we feel like life is kicking us in the ass. It's one thing after another. If you think about in past times where this has happened, you can at least acknowledge that you come out of it for a little bit. Now, how to come out of it is going to be based on you. All right. Sometimes it's talking to someone. Sometimes it's hiring a coach. Sometimes it's getting a therapist. Sometimes it's getting on a coaching call. Sometimes it's caring for yourself. I would say depression is way below home base. You have to care for yourself in gentle ways first. Okay. It might be slow, gentle movement. It might be wrapping up in a blanket. It might be a warm bath. It might be something that helps you Just increase energy in your body just a little bit in gentle ways. Okay, that's the somatic way to do it. The in your body way to help manage when you're down and depressed. Corinne used to have a depression protocol that she would write, and she would say, "Today you have to get out of bed. And if it's just move to the couch, that's okay." So it's slow and gentle. She even had foods that she would allow herself to eat on her depression protocol, because when she got depressed, she always wanted carbs. So it was those dry ass Weight Watcher pizzas, as she calls them. So if you find yourself super numb and super depressed and cannot find your way out, I really, really think you should seek outside help. Talk to your doctor, talk to your therapist, see if you can get some help that way. Okay, if it doesn't come around for you in the next few days, okay? And keep up with us. Let us know how you are. Write us in as coaches and let us know how you are. Lizzie has a depression protocol. Yeah. Many of our members have depression protocols. And all that means is when you're depressed, y'all, sometimes it's hard to make decisions. When you're way below home base or way above home base, it's hard to make decisions because your survival instinct is all that's in charge. Your cognitive thinking, takes a lot of energy, and survival instinct just kind of takes over. So if you write out that protocol ahead of time, how you will care for yourself, what you'll eat, what your behaviors are going to be, what you're going to allow and what you're not going to allow, then you'll already have those decisions made for yourself, and all you have to do is pull that protocol. Okay? So, Anonymous, just let us know how you are and take good care of yourself. That's about all I have to say about that. So, seek some help if you need it. Okay? Y'all, there's only two questions left, and I got a long time to talk. So load me up. Hit me up with some more questions, okay? Dawn says, I'm interested in the guided journal. Sorry. Drainage, y'all. It's springtime. Kathy mentioned by her nervous system teacher, is it available publicly? Yes, it's on Amazon. It is under her brand name. I think it's Resilience Brilliance, and it is called The Resilience Journal. Seeing if there's anything else. A mental health journal, tools to befriend your nervous system. So Amazon, that's where I got it. I have not started it yet. I'm a little, I need to do step three and just jump in. Right? Coaches are human too. Let's just say that. Oh, thank you, Robin. Robin found it. Posted a link. Awesome. So Cinda wants to know, what am I using if I don't use the four N's much anymore? You know what my favorite journal prompt for myself is? This is going to shock you, Cinda. Okay, feelings coach right here. Today I am feeling X, and here's why. Today I am feeling nervous, and here's why. And then I write about why I'm feeling nervous. Today I'm feeling excited, and here's why. And it gives me all the reasons that I'm feeling excited. You can bullet point them. You can free write them. You can talk about them. You can video yourself. You can use the How We Feel app and do it in there. It's a cool little app. It's like a little rainbow heart. And it asks you open it up and it asks you how you're feeling today. And it asks you to choose between high energy pleasant, high energy unpleasant, low energy pleasant, and low energy unpleasant. So you think, well, I've got pretty much good energy in my body. I feel pretty good. So I'm gonna pick high energy pleasant. And then it explodes with all the feelings you might be feeling. And you select one, and then it gives you a place to journal about it. So you could, there's another type of journaling in an app. Number 12. So that's what I do. It's called How We Feel. The app is called How We Feel, and it's on Android and Apple. You can get it. We use it in my Common Confident group and my nervous system group. So, no, I don't do the four N's much anymore, but I will often Really, I try to build a pretty strong feelings inventory so I know how I know where my brain goes and where my feelings go in different situations, and that helps me quite a bit. Helps me a lot, actually, because my go-tos tend to be inadequacy and insecurity. How about that? When you know that about yourself, you can plan for them. And you can give yourself other prompts to write or things to think or affirmations to write on your one sentence a day journal. Okay. So that's what I do, Cinda. I hope that helps. Carolyn says, I don't really understand how to make a protocol. Is there a place to check that out? I can't think of an actual resource on how to make a protocol, Dina. Can you? But it's basically a list of things you will or will not do based on a particular situation. So, Carolyn, you might have a vacation protocol where you decide I'm going to eat two meals a day. I'm going to eat past enough at dinner. I'm allowing myself two drinks. Oh, holiday section. Yep, Dina found one. Dina found a protocol place. I'm going to walk a mile a day and I'm going to get myself in bed by 11 o'clock every night. That might be your vacation protocol. You can fine-tune it even further to say, I'm going to have fresh seafood at least once a day. I'm not going to have dessert, but three times, or what else might be on the protocol? I'm not going to argue with my husband after 8 o'clock at night. See, it can be behavioral, it can be specific food-related things, it can be drinking, desserts, exercise, movement, sleep. How are you going to show up on vacation when you're sick? When you're depressed, when you're off work, on the weekends. You know, there's all kinds of scenarios in which you can pre-decide what your protocol will be, what your plan might look like. Okay? Does that help? I struggle to feel like I have enough time. I struggle to feel like I have enough time to do this. I know it's not true, but not sure how to get past it. Journaling feels pointless. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. I want you to think about, I don't know if you were here when I was talking about my husband and when I asked him if he journaled and he said no. You know, because he's very, well, y'all, Ken is very black and white. Okay. It's either right or it's wrong. It's you do it or you don't do it. He's very loving and caring. And let me just tell you, you ever come to camp, and you meet him, he's gonna hug you. Okay. But he's very black and white. So he's like, no, I don't journal. And then I challenged that and I said, are you sure? Do you ever make a list? He's like, yeah. So, well, you're journaling. you ever talk out your thoughts with someone? Yeah. Well, you're journaling. So, Anonymous, I want you to think about it in those terms. There are probably ways you are processing what you are thinking now without writing it down. You're thinking about what you're thinking about. You're talking it out with a friend or a teacher or a mentor or a coach or a family member. If you're Marco Polo in an accountability group, guess what? You're journaling. Okay? So I don't think it doesn't have to take like a huge amount of time, especially if you think about one sentence a day. It doesn't have to take a huge amount of time, but what it does do is it gives you access to what's going on in your brain. And if you believe all this, your thoughts end up, how you think ends up, making a difference in how you eat, then what you think is worth looking into, don't you think? Kind of a funny way to say that. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Think about what you're thinking about, don't you think? But that's my point. Journaling may feel pointless because you haven't tried it, because you haven't seen and you haven't latched on to the type of journaling that makes you happy. Betsy crochets. Wonder if we could think about, or knits, I don't remember which, probably both. Wonder if we could think about that. If Betsy's crocheting, She's creating. What do you think she's thinking about when she's creating? How do you think? Do you think she could be journaling? Journaling, using my air quotes. It's just something really interesting to think about. Vision boards is a way of journaling, right? That's an artistic way of journaling. So don't give up on it yet, but be curious about the ways you might already be journaling and be curious about what you think journaling could do for you. Somebody says, what do you mean about home base? Okay, so when we talk about your nervous system, home base is the place where you feel your best. You are calm, confident, in control, settled, grounded, you feel peaceful, can take deep breaths, you feel good about yourself and your world. That's home base. Okay, when you add anxious energy or you start to feel frustrated or angry, energy and the tension in your body starts to increase. That takes you above home base. When you feel sad or down or tired or fatigued, the energy lessens in your body. The tension releases. You might even slouch. You're not using your muscles. That might take you below home base. Okay? The goal in nervous system work is to acknowledge all of that and to move in and out of home base with ease. The goal isn't always to be at home base because it's not possible. So that's a quick and dirty nervous system lesson for you, Anonymous. If you want more information, write me in Ask Coaches. Janet Cohen says, nervous system work is life-changing. Yes, 100%. I agree. I support that statement. Anonymous says, I'm struggling with a cancer diagnosis and had to shave my hair, and I think a resilience journal might be a good option to list positive things I'm still getting done despite feeling so ill. Does that make sense? Yes. Yes. I want you specifically to think about, even though you feel ill, the amazing things you are doing for your health and your body. Okay. I also have a cancer diagnosis. I have not had to have chemo, so I have not had to shave my head. But that doesn't mean that's not coming for me or for anyone else. But as I processed my cancer diagnosis and I thought about how do I want to treat my body and talk to my body because it had cancer, then that just opened up a whole new world to me. It made me really grateful for the support that I have. It made me grateful for the healthy parts of my body, made me grateful for the doctors and the research. So yes, I think building resilience around your emotions around cancer would be an amazing thing for you to do right now, because the better you feel about yourself and your body, the more likely you are to care for yourself in amazing ways. Okay? So I'll be thinking about you, Anonymous. Whitney, we had a couple of deaths in the last 2 weeks, and I have been struggling to journal, and I realized I'm noticing when I feel the worst is when I want to journal the least, which probably means I need to do it most on those days. I do best with prompts. Are there prompts on the NoBS website? So there are prompts in the guided journal that's on the this week in no sorry this month in NoBS page on the website, but I don't think there are any around grief. So I'm going to give you one or two, okay? How about I'm going to miss this thing the most about my person. Or I can still connect with my person, even though they're gone, in these ways. Or I love myself enough to feel these feelings because. How do those land with you? You ready to start with that? If you want help processing those, if you want to answer them and put them in Ask Coaches, we are there for you. We are there for you. We coach a lot of grief. Somebody asked, how do I do nervous system work? Start by coming to my How to Feel the Hard Stuff Without Eating calls each month. Okay, I talk about it a lot there. All right. How do I work on Oops, it jumped. How do I work on feeling my feelings? I have such a habit of pushing down my feelings. They all seem to come up at times, and they are not good, like when I'm at work. I'll be sitting at my desk and I want to cry, and I don't want to cry at my desk. I totally get that. I totally get that. When I have time to feel, I don't seem to need to feel then. I have pushed down so many feelings. I'm also afraid to let them out for fear I'm not going to be able to handle them all. Well, let me just tell you this, okay? You're already handling them. You're already feeling them and handling them. Okay? You're handling them by pushing them down. You're recognizing that they're there and you're pushing them down. What I would do is I'd pull out that app and I would say, I'm going to put this feeling right here in the How We Feel app, and I'm going to come back to it later, and I'm going to honor it. You know, if I don't want to cry right now, totally get that. But that doesn't mean you can't revisit it. You can't honor it at a later time if you need to. Okay? So use the How We Feel app in the moment. Table it. Like, just picture, you know how legislatures will table a bill? Just put it on the table and say, I'm going to come back for you when I feel safe in digging in and feeling you. Okay? Angela, I signed up to help sub for one teacher who is going through cancer treatment. At this moment, I feel angry that the school wants me to sub for other classes. How do I talk myself down? I already feel a lot of mixed emotions about going back into the classroom that I left. I started doing some off-plan things to comfort myself. Yeah, because you're not comforting yourself with your thinking and your journaling, so you're comforting yourself with the food. I mean, seriously, that's what's happening. And you even acknowledge it. Apparently, I also need to plan some comfort things to do for myself. Yes, you do. But here's the thing. One of those comfort things that you can do for yourself is to self-advocate. Why aren't you telling the school system, no, I don't want to sub for other classes. I'm okay in this class, and that's all I want right now. I mean, do you have to take on everything that they ask you to do, or can you say no? So self-advocate, you know, in the kindest way you can. You know, me, I'm not going to be busting into somebody's office like a Kool-Aid man going, I demand. But I might go in there and say, hey, you know, this is really what I want to do. Gosh, I did this when I came back to coaching. This is really what I want to do. I would love for you to work with me on it. Okay? And in the meantime, plan some things that are comforting for you that don't involve eating. Okay? Like self-soothing things, knitting, walking, talking to a friend, standing outside in the sunshine, taking a hot bath, shower, anything like that. Self-soothing things, reading a book. Okay, I habitually overeat on weekend afternoons. I'm typically hungry and wanting a break from my to-do list. However, I don't really want to eat because I know from experience that I like going into dinner hungry, and I normally eat at this time during the weekdays. Don't normally eat at this time during the weekdays. I tend to graze now, and I'm not seeing weight loss results. Yeah, that makes sense, right? Because you're eating when you're not hungry or when you don't need it. I know that I want to change this habit, but I find myself repeating the pattern over and over again. Any suggestions? Yes, I have all the suggestions. When you want a break from your to-do lists, we all need a break. In fact, afternoon breaks actually improve our productivity if we take them properly, if we actually give ourselves a rest. So I want you to think about your afternoon break from your to-do list and think about what would feel good other than eating for me to do for a few minutes before I go back to my list. For me, I'm serious. It's always what I call a cul-de-sac walk. I walk out my front door, up the street, around the back of the neighborhood, around the cul-de-sac, and come back. It takes about 6 minutes. It's a quarter mile. And that's if I'm strolling. And while I'm on that walk, I think about how many different birds can I listen to? Can I hear chirping? How many different vehicles can I hear? What are the sounds of my feet on the pavement? I just give my brain a break and I think about something different for a few minutes before I come back and get back into my to-do list. So, in order to change a habit, you have to rework the pattern. And reworking the pattern comes from trying something different in the space of eating. Okay? So give that a shot. It's actually called pause plus permission. You're going to take a pause before you eat. You're going to try something else, but you're not going to tell yourself you can't eat. You're going to tell yourself you can eat if you still need to, but we need to try something else first. All right, so try something else. If you need ideas, I just gave you some. I just gave you my favorite one. If you need other ideas, just post in the Facebook group or ask the people in the chat. I bet you all kinds of people have ideas on what to do during your break. I've been struggling with doing no BS for the past month or so. I don't want to be political, but what's happening in the US right now is so upsetting. My nervous system is jacked. I'm worried about my future, dealing with a spouse in depression, three friends who've lost their jobs, and things are happening that I don't like. This is long. Let me see if I can fast forward through here. I can put my hand on my heart and calm my body for a few moments, but when I What can I tell myself when I counter the thought, why care about no BS and weight loss when I could be on a bread line? What can I say to myself to start caring again about weight loss? I think you have to pull it back into today, Anonymous. I 100% support and appreciate everything you're going through and can help you and love you through it. But I think you have to bring it back to today. What can you control today? What is in your life that you have authority over today, and how can you show up exactly like you want to today? All right, we're back to taking all this overwhelming stuff, just like I talked about earlier in the call, with someone who wanted to snack at night. Same concept. I want you to bring it back in and say, how can I care for myself today? I have a very good friend who I talk to very often, and she's upset, just like you are. And I tell her, I said, you are not helping yourself by staying in this agitated state. That doesn't mean I want you to change what you think. It means I want you to watch how agitated you become. Because when you become this agitated, you're going to eat to soothe. You're going to drink to soothe. You're going to, do things that you might regret later to soothe. So if you can bring it back to today and focus in on, what you can control, then you're going to feel better. Okay? That's the worry lives in the future. Dina is exactly right. I say that often. I probably got it from her. Worry, none of us has a crystal ball that works. Okay. None of us can see the future. None of us knows what's going to happen. But what we can do is focus on today and control how we show up today and how we care for ourselves and the people around us. And that's what I would encourage you to do. Anytime anything is going on around you that concerns you, whether it's the news, a cancer diagnosis, a parent who's sick, a kid who's sick, anything that's bothering you that you start to project into the future, what if, what if, what if, bring it back, y'all. Bring it back into today and say, here's what I can manage today, and here's how I can care for myself through this. I hope that helps. I hope that helps. Sarah. Once we become aware of our thoughts and feelings, we consider next steps, actions, new thoughts. What re recommendations do you have in helping us practice doing the behavior change in the moment? My biggest recommendation, Sarah, is reminders. Okay. You can set yourself up, in addition to what I've already talked about, right? You can set yourself up with reminders, like sticky notes. If you want to remember to drink your water, maybe you set a reminder on your phone every hour to say, drink 8 ounces of water. Or after, maybe you line up your water with every meal. You habit stack and give yourself reminders. I have clients who put post-it notes on the pantry door that say, are you hungry? Are you hungry right now? Why do you want a snack? Just give yourself enough of a pause in the moment to think about the decision that you're fixing to make. That would be a suggestion for me. My daughter has anxiety issues. She has been working with a counselor and is doing so much better. However, sometimes her anxiety seems to invade my body and mind, especially when I'm tired and it makes me angry. What can I say to myself to stay calm internally and keep the anger off my face and actions? Okay. So, one of the things we learn about with the nervous system is that we can co-regulate with other people. And basically, what that means is when you talk to a friend and you tell them what's bothering you and you feel better, that is co-regulation. That voice journaling I was talking about, talking to a friend, connecting with your partner, anything like that. You almost always feel better once you've formed this connection piece and you've talked it out. The opposite can happen as well. If you are exposed to somebody who is on a 10 with their anxiety, it's very possible that your anxiety or anger or nervous system is going to agitate as well. So I want you to know that going into a situation with your daughter. So what you need to do when you see yourself begin to dysregulate because she is dysregulating is you need to like wrap yourself in a hug like this. Grab your arms. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'm going to be okay. I can help her through this. I just need to calm down for just a minute. Maybe you take a few deep breaths. Okay, do something somatic, which means in the body, to calm your nervous system before you try and work with her if you feel yourself beginning to agitate. Sometimes you'll be working with her and you won't agitate, but sometimes you will. So just know that that's a possibility and care for yourself so you can care for her. It's that whole, I mean, seriously, y'all, it's that whole put your oxygen mask on first. So when you're dealing with somebody with anxiety or anger or illness, you have to care for yourself so you can care for them. Make sense? Last question. Would doing a monk meal fall under journaling? Yeah. Sure, especially if you write about what you learned. So, for those of you who don't know, a monk meal is a meal that you decide to do in silence at the table with no distractions. Okay, it's just you and your food. And let me tell you, when you take away all the distractions, all the people, the phones, the TV, you can really hear what you're thinking. It is a beautiful way to figure out maybe what your thoughts are when you're reaching enough, what your thoughts are as you're eating, how quickly you're eating, how distracted you want to be, where does your brain go? So I think that's a pretty good idea, especially if you record your thoughts somewhere. My husband and I have no relationship. Everything is always my fault. How he feels and why and why. How he feels and what he does is my fault. It puts me in a mood. I see the same traits in my teenage daughter. Also, and she also gets upset and angry with me. I'm at a loss emotionally. It hits hard. I don't know what to do. This is a little big for right here. I would suggest coaching, for one thing. But just here, I want you to question everything is always my fault. Is that what you think, or is that what he is saying? And is he saying that because he believes it's true, or is he saying it because he's spouting off? I think I would start there. I have a feeling everything is not always your fault. So you might challenge that a little bit in your mind. And you might just think, why would it be normal for me to react this way? Okay. Why would it be normal for me to be in a mood because I've heard these words? And then decide how you want to proceed. Totally, we just went through the four N's, right? I notice that I'm thinking this. I normalize it this way. This is what he said. This is what I want to do next. Okay? And write to us and ask coaches if we can help you. All right? Carolyn says, Not sure if you saw that a bird started making a nest in my bird feeder. What is your middle name? Mine? I want to name the bird and maybe use your middle name. My middle name, my given middle name is Mary. Kathleen Mary McManus, little Irish girl. Thank you. That's quite an honor. Thank you. It's very sweet of you, Carolyn. She's still working on it. What a beautiful thing to witness and write about. Nature journaling, right? Okay, everybody. That is all the questions. I hope that you got everything you needed out of this call today, and I hope just give me like a heart or a thumbs up or some kind of emoji that you're going to try one of these forms of journaling. Just try. If you love it, great. If you don't, try another one and do it your way, under your time constraints, using your favorite pen or your favorite app or your favorite friend, and just get to work and think about what you think about. Because what you're thinking about, the story you tell yourself about yourself, is totally going to be reflective in how you treat yourself and how easy it is for you to lose your weight. Okay? All right, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for being here, and I will see you in the membership. All right. Bye.